Simon Tuf Mem Hey, Sif Beis, and Gimel. We're discussing different ways a person can fulfill his mitzvah of bir chametz. V'im nosnoi le'ein Yehudi koyim shashishis ein sarach levayah. If he takes the chametz and gives it to a goy before the sixth hour erev Pesach, before the zman bir, he does not have any further requirement to dispose of that chametz. That would not be considered a fulfillment of his mitzvah of bir chametz by giving it to a goy, but it will have absolved him, exempt him from having to dispose of that chametz. Now, if this goy works for him and he's responsible to feed the goy over Pesach, the Chok Yaakov, in the name of the Bach, writes that he should not give him a lot of chametz before Pesach, because you will be thereby using this chametz to feed him over the course of Pesach. The Chevid Moshe argues and writes that since he is not paying for a future chov, for the future work that he does over Pesach, he's only paying for a previous chov, then he can give him as much chametz as he would like before Pesach, even though he knows that the goy will use and keep that chametz and eat from that chametz during Pesach. He also may not tell the goy that to keep the chametz and use it as payment. He certainly may not do that for the course of the work that he does during Pesach. Now, it is in this case also forbidden to have the goy that works for him to eat the chametz in the house. Even though we learned before that you are allowed to have a goy eat chametz in your house on Pesach, here it is forbidden because it looks like you are feeding him chametz and paying him with chametz on Pesach, which is asur b'hana. Continues the mechaber, v'im sarfoy koydim shashishis, harizem mutu lehanais b'chamim shaloi, b'toich ha-Pesach. If he used the chametz and burnt the chametz before Pesach, then the b'chamim are no longer considered chametz in any way, and he can benefit from those coals, that heat that was produced, he can benefit from that on Pesach itself. If he used the chametz as fuel for fire after Zman Isser, when it already became prohibited to benefit from that chametz, hu osir b'hanna, he's not allowed now to use that chametz. It's asur for hana to use that chametz to cook with or to heat and benefit from the heat from. The minig, the Mishnah Berurah says, is definitely even before Zman Isser, Erev Pesach, not to use the chametz to heat and benefit from the heat, to just make a separate fire and burn that and dispose of the fire independently. Now, v'im bishel ofa oisa pas. Let's say a person uses this chametz and nevertheless, in spite of the isser, he goes and he bakes matzahs with this chametz. He takes the chametz as fuel for the fire and bakes matzahs or makes it some other dish that is heated as through the use of this chametz. V'oisei tavshor, oisei pas, v'oisei tavshor, asurim b'hana. He thereby makes this matzah that was baked, or the tavshor that was cooked, becomes asur b'hana. Now, in this case, there's a lot of machlokas here, a lot of discussion as to exactly what are the parameters of this particular law. In a case where the sole source of the fire was chametz, and it was, let's say, an outdoor fire, not in an oven, but an outdoor fire where it was fueled solely by chametz, basically everybody agrees, except for the Rabbeinu Manoach in the Rambam, everybody agrees, in that case, certainly, that the matzah would be asur v'hana. It'd be considered like you're benefiting directly from the chametz and thereby makes the matzah itself asur. In a case where the fire is fueled by two sources, by both Isser and Heter, both by, let's say, chametz and wood. That combination is called Zev Zegoire. Since there are two sources for the fire, and it's creating a new creation through that fire, it's considered distant enough of a indirect enough not to be considered benefiting directly from the chametz, and would be thereby, according to the Shach and the Gra, permissible to benefit from that matzah that was baked from the, in that way. We are only relying on those opinions in a situation where there's a tremendous loss, but we would rely on them even to eat such matzah on Pesach. In a case, there's a middle case, where the sole source of fuel for the fire was chametz, but it was cooked inside an oven. And according to some, the oven itself is considered like a separate cause of the fire, of the heat, because it concentrates the heat and helps enable the matzah to be cooked more quickly and more efficiently. Therefore, it is considered zev zegorim even in that case, and therefore it would be also permissible according to some. But we do not rely on that opinion. We assume that when it's as long as there's not other source for the fueling the fire other than chametz, then even b'di'evet, even when there's a loss, we do not allow benefiting from this chametz, from this matzah that was baked from a fire that was made from chametz. Now, once a person has matzah, let's say, or a dish that was made prohibited through the use of heating it with chametz fire, what's the status of this particular matzah? The only way to be able to benefit in any way from this matzah would be to sell the matzah to a goy and deduct the value of the wood that was used to contribute to help make that matzah. Now that would be a way, that would be a method through which a person is not considered to be benefiting directly from the chametz any longer. That's an acceptable form, b'di'evet, in a case where there's a big loss, to avoid prohibiting the combination of what was created. If this matzah would be mixed with other matzahs, all the matzahs would be prohibited, unless we would use this method of selling it to a goy and subtract the expense of the chametz that was used to create that matzah. V'chein ha'pchamim sh'lo yasurim b'hana. So too, the coals of the fire are themselves prohibited to benefit from them. Hoyom v'sor v'yachar sh'nesar b'hana. Since, as we said, they were burnt after the chametz already became asur b'hana. And here too, the coals themselves, if they would mix with other coals, they would make no matter how, even if there's a 1,000-to-1 ratio of heter to iser, all of the coals would become asur b'hana, because you could wait till after Pesach and benefit from the coals after Pesach. It's considered davar sheyesh lamatirin, and in such a case, there's no heter, there's no concept of bittel, there's no way that a person can ever benefit from that, those pechamim on Pesach. Sif Gimel. Kodem zman isuroi, yochel lahashlichoi b'makam sh'orvin mitzuyim sham. Another way, another method that the Mechaber here allows to dispose of chametz before the zman bir is to give it to the birds, feed it to the birds. Now, we mentioned already in Tuf Lamed Gimel that this form of disposal is only acceptable if it's outside of the person's own domain. If it's within his domain, it's in his backyard, he wants to feed it to a dog or to the birds, he must stand over the dog and make sure that every crumb is eaten. It is not a legitimate form in his house to rely on the fact that the birds are going to eat it and just leave it there and dispose of it that way. However, when he goes to a place that is not his, a place that's hefker, and he feeds it to the birds there, he is thereby leaving it to the birds, not intending ever to return to the chametz. That is a legitimate form, even the chachila, to absolve himself of any responsibility of beer. He gave it to the birds, and that's enough. V'imotzoi achar zman yisuroi shulei achlu ha'orvim afo b'yisham mokam hefker lo yanichenu sham el yivarenu. The Mechaber writes that if he should then discover that the chametz that he left there for the birds, he discovers during Pesach or during Chol HaMoed, he discovers that the chametz is still left there, that he left, then he would be required to dispose of that chametz. Most poskim here argue, and in fact many even learned that even the Mechaber himself does not intend here to require beer if a person really did have in mind to be mafkir the chametz and not to return to the chametz after Pesach, if there should any be left there. If he truly is mafkir the chametz, there is no longer any requirement whatsoever of beer chametz, even if he should discover that chametz there. V'im motza chametz kishabodak yisreif hakli shalokach lebedik kadesh leyishkach chevas beer. The Rama writes here that if he does not, in his search for chametz, discover any chametz, then he should burn the vessel, the wooden spoon we often, or the paper bag, burn that so that it shouldn't be forgotten, the mitzvah of sreifas chametz before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah writes here that, actually in the previous sif, that it is preferable not to absolve himself of his responsibility of beer entirely. He should fulfill the mitzvah of sreifa. He should retain one kezias at least of chametz, and that chametz should not just be crumbs, which are anyway valueless and batel me'elov, but a piece of chametz, a good piece of bread or cookie, to fulfill his mitzvah of beer and sreifa on that as a fulfillment, the ideal form of fulfillment of the mitzvah of bir chametz. Because these other forms of giving it to a goy and feeding to the animals, as we said, is not considered a fulfillment of his mitzvah. Just a way of absolving himself.